So on March 20th, a professor at the University of Northern British Columbia sent out this tweet. Getting ready to lecture on arthropods. Happy, but another unwise UNBC reno has me sidetracked. Is there no common sense? Professors were in the classroom after 2 weeks of picketing for higher wages and a list of other demands. This was their first day back on the job since university administration suspended the strike by requesting a mediator come in to try and reach a settlement. But now they had a whole new fight on their hands. Save Barry Wong. Barry is the man behind UNBC's Coffee Center. If you have a poster for an event, or you need copies of a paper you're working on, or lecture notes, you go to Barry on his first floor office, sports posters on the wall, rock music in the background, and he gets you whatever you need, quickly and with a smile.
He is someone that everybody likes.
That's Staffan Lindgren, the professor who was excited about lecturing about arthropods, and the first person I saw to use the #ISupportBarry hashtag on Twitter. It was a hashtag that would grow into a full-fledged campus movement. So here was the problem. While the faculty strike was happening, professors got word that changes were coming to the Coffee Center. Here's Jennifer Hindman, the chair of the Mathematics and Statistics Department.
On the picket line, people started saying, did you hear what's happening with Barry? And everyone was like, no, we can't have Barry's situation changed. He's just too important to us. We have to be able to get at him. The plan change was never formally announced, so what we understood it to be was that he was going to be moved from a sort of a storefront where you could walk right up to talk to Barry and move him into a situation where he would be inside the bookstore, and so only bookstore hour access, and possibly even have to ask someone else to speak to Barry.
We have had that configuration briefly in the past when there were some changes done to the front part of the copy services, and it made contact much more difficult for us because we had to go through the bookstore and essentially couldn't access Barry Wong directly.
The service he provides is amazing, and we don't want him hidden away where we can't talk to him. And so people started sending out messages saying, you know, what's going on? We don't want Barry hidden away. And it sort of steamrolled into something really big.
Here's an example of some of the messages that went out on social media. Barry, OMG, he's such an asset to UNBC. Where would we all be without his excellent service and supreme cheerfulness? Another person writes, I support Barry, a lifesaver, absolutely, every time with a smile. One student says she has social anxiety, but interacting with Barry always puts her at ease. There's even a photo of a poster taped up on a window. It reads, Hands off copy services, I support Barry. Now, to be clear, no one I spoke with was really quite sure what the plan for Barry was. When I called Aaron LeBlanc, the UNBC director in charge of copy services, he told me he didn't want to talk about what was essentially an internal matter. But the fear from students and staff was that these changes would mean they would no longer see Barry. And Jennifer Hindman got a sense of just how big of a deal that was when she sent out an all-staff email outlining her concerns.
I sent this early Monday morning, and basically, I got a message back every minute for the next 80 minutes. I support Barry and his incredible and professional support and service, that when something works well, why change? I agree with everything said about Barry's efficiency. Barry is one of the most hardworking and nicest persons to work with on UNBC. Why isolate Barry, the ultimate people person, from the people? And I've never actually seen faculty do that before.
And it seems the messages got through. Less than a week after the very first I Support Barry tweet went out, Aaron LeBlanc, the director in charge, sent an email to staff that reads, The idea has always been to optimize space and not detract from the customer service for which Barry is famous. We have been making progress on designing a renovation that would have achieved all these objectives, but concerns about possible declines in customer service have led me to reconsider. As a result, we will not be proceeding with this renovation. So, would those renovations have resulted in Barry being in some back room, hidden away from the public? Again, I wasn't able to get an official answer on what the proposed changes were. But now, it seems they're not happening at all, and people are celebrating online and on campus. Jennifer and Staffan both told me that this is partly because people wanted direct access to copy services, but a lot of it has to do with people wanting access to Barry.
He saves our rear end on a regular basis. Like, you forget to print something up, you know, and then you go to Barry, could you possibly print this? Oh, yeah, no problem. You know, he'll work overtime. He'll come in early. He'll do whatever it takes, right? And it's always happy, always positive.
He's always cheerful, happy. What can I do for you? And then when you explain what you want, he'll come up with alternatives, asking about, is this really the color you want? Because you can't read it if you print it on that color. So he is really good at explaining what subtleties about photocopying, which you wouldn't think might be there in the first place. But he's really good at making sure you actually get the best documents that you can. And he's just happy and friendly. And when you're looking for a moment of cheerfulness in a very busy day, you can go in and talk to Barry.
And what does Barry Wong think about all of this? When I tried to interview him, he told me that while he appreciated the interest, he'd rather not talk about the I Support Barry campaign and instead move forward with serving the university. But I'll say this about his customer service. I used to be a student at UNBC, and from time to time, I would go to Barry to get things printed. And even though it's been a few years since he last saw me, Barry still remembered my name. For CBC Radio, I'm Andrew Curiata in Prince George. Thank you.